welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, from entry-level hiring and management promotion to the projects we select, all the way to ECA and DFI mandates, TXF Stages for Change series examines the role the trade and export finance industries must play in challenging racism, sexism, and social injustice. Over on our Essentials news offering the project and export space, Gas Natural de Lima, also known as Calida, is out to market to back the expansion of its gas distribution business in Peru with an up to $100 million financing. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation has revealed that China and Sinosure will provide financing for the AKK gas pipeline. The Solar Energy Corporation of India has again extended bid submission deadlines for three solar tenders. Vinci Energies has signed a PPP contract with the North Rhine Westphalian town of Velbert to upgrade and operate the town's Berg Forum Niedberg Civic Center. Kenya Power has served independent power producers with force majeure notices as a consequence of a fall in energy consumption in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Technology Metals Australia has selected FLS Myths as preferred supplier of a roasting kiln for its $454 million Gabanthia Vanadium project in West Australia. And the World Bank's International Development Association has agreed a debut $450 million regional infrastructure finance facility to the Eastern and Southern African Trade and Development Bank. Over in the commodity finance space, AEX Gold, a gold exploration and mining company focused on Greenland, is planning an initial public offering in London next month. The European Bank for Reconstruction has agreed a financing facility of up to 243 million European euros to Kaztrans Gas. Dutch FPSO operator SB Offshore has closed a $600 million bridge loan facility for the financing of the construction of FPSO Sebedambat. And Perth headquartered Hastings Technology Metals has received in principle eligibility from Finnish Export Credit Agency Finvera for a $75 million Australian contract deal. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance space, the African Development Bank, the Arab Bank for Economic Development in Africa, and the OPEC Fund for International Development have stepped up their support to the Eastern and Southern African Trade and Development Bank via record risk sharing facilities, as well as new funding totaling over $500 million. The World Bank has approved a $750 million SME Emergency Response Program to support increased flow of finance to micro, small and medium enterprises in India impacted by the COVID-19 crisis, and the International Finance Corporation has announced a $185 million loan to the Standard Bank of South Africa to help it expand its COVID-19 lending program to SMEs and corporates. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.